Jessica, thanks for joining us this week. We're starting off with a fire update on the Dark Canyon fire. What can you tell us?
So this fire was ignited on August 4th. It originally started as a small fire about 9 miles northwest of Capitan, but today it stands at over 2,500 acres. This was a lightning strike that caused light fire to creep and crawl across some of the lower debris on the Lincoln National Forest. Now, we're being told that the rain that we received over the weekend helped lessen the fire activity and intensity. There are currently one engine, one Type 2, and one Type 1 crews working this fire to keep it minimal. Now, those people near Carrizozo, Capitan might see some of the smoke from the fire, but at the moment, the U.S. Forest Service is telling us that they are working to keep it contained.
Now, I want to move on and talk about New Mexico State University announcing they are having to prepare for faculty cuts. Now, can you tell us what NMSU's announcement has regarding their reduced budget, how it's going to impact NMSU Alamogordo?
Yes, so the university did announce following a meeting last week that it would be eliminating president positions in its community campuses in Carlsbad, in Alamogordo, and in Gallup. Now, we know that these small community colleges are very community-focused and oriented, so there's been a lot of concern about what that means for those universities within their communities. How does liaising with those communities work? Because that's typically the job of the president. And it also raises a lot of questions about changes in the administration, restructuring in the administration, what that looks like, where those presidential duties are going to be reassigned across the administration. Following that announcement, there was a lot of concern as well about faculty cuts. Now, what we know is that the university has been battling over the last couple of years a decreased number of enrollments, which has led to a decreased budget. So this is sort of their answer in finding some kind of equity between declining enrollments and the needs of the community college which they serve.
Now, you also have a project that is going on with sister newspapers that is honoring women of the century in New Mexico. Now, share with us more about this project.
So the Gannett Corporation, which owns seven newspapers across New Mexico, is joining with its sister papers across all 50 states and celebrating women this year. It is the anniversary of the signing of the 19th Amendment, which gave women the right to vote nationwide. And in honor of that significant movement, we named 10 women in the state of New Mexico and 10 women in all other 50 states as women of the century. And the idea behind this project is that we want to celebrate the achievements of women. We want to be able to celebrate what they've contributed to our nation and to our communities. In New Mexico, we have named great women. Some names are very recognizable. Some maybe are a piece of history that, you know, New Mexicans don't always know. For example, Nancy Lopez, she is a golfer who has had a tremendous career and made tremendous strides for women in sports. We also have named both of the female governors, first female governors of the state in New Mexico, Susana Martinez and Michelle Lujan Grisham, as women of the century. These two women have embodied what it means for women to be in politics, for women to be leaders of our state. So I invite all of our readers and all of your listeners to go on over to AlamogordoNews.com and join us in celebrating these women, read up on their history, and really think about the contributions that women have made throughout the last century.
Jessica, thanks for the update. We'll talk to you next week.
I look forward to it.